We're holding on Tes Amud Aleph in the second parak of Trumot. What was we went up to?
Is that possible?
It doesn't look like it doesn't know. We did a little bit more than that. What did the family go up to, right? To Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia Omer. So we were in the middle of the interesting drushes that we have that relate the din of Truma Gedela to Trumas Meiser, in which we found that the very limudim that Trumas Meiser teaches us about Truma Gedela sometimes do not apply to Trumas Meiser itself, which is very unusual. Rabbi Nechemia Omer. That the shame she'ina nitelet minatameh al hatahor. Now going on with the halacha that we saw in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to take from the tameh on the Torah because we're afraid that it's going to end up being mitameh, because you have to take it minamukav, machainting by truma's maaser, it doesn't need to be minamukav, which we learned out from the pasuk, mikol maaser, so from wherever you might do it, even if it's one in Yehuda, one is in Galil. So, but in the same way, says Rabbi Nechemia, your Truma Gedola cannot be taken min al hatameh al hatameh. Because he learns that this halacha is not a chashash of min amukah. It's learned out from the actual pasuk that we saw before, es mikdasho imenu. That you have to take dafka from something that is mikudash. And if it's tameh, so it's not considered to be mikudash. So you can't take off from the tummy on the tummy either. So Moda, Rabbi Nechemia, Bidmai, should say. Rabbi Nechemia is Moda, however, that when it comes to Dmai, the Rabbanu will make them. So you're allowed to take tummy and tummy. But what is it? What do you do if you don't have tar? What if you only have this amount and it's all tummy? So Ad Kibon, Bishayalom, Yatoa, I mean, I can understand that Rabbi Nechemia says if you have an option of taking tar, take off tar better. But lo hayalom yoto, I mean, what would be the din if you don't have at all? You don't have anything tar. You only have this pile of tamay. So what does he say? You can't eat it at all? Can't take off truma? So in other words, in that case, maybe Rav Nachman would be moda that you would be allowed to take off truma from the tamay on the tamay. Well, Rashmina mishadam. I'll tell you. We can learn it out the following case where Rabbi Chanina and Tumah went ahead and he went together with Rabbi Zeira L'chamat Gader. Zavin Lekluski, somebody sold him a kluski to eat, which was tahar. I have no idea what a kluski is. And, I mean, I even went and looked it up in Jastro. He doesn't have even a list of kluski. But he sold him a kluski. Probably. So, boy, mitakna miyom l'chavre. And he wanted to take off, since it's only one fruit, said, whatever I'm taking off should also already pass or whatever kluskis I'm going to be buying tomorrow. So he wanted to take off from this kluski on the kluski that he was going to buy tomorrow. Because he was afraid that if the kluski tomorrow will be tummy, he can't get hold of the chaver that sells it to him, how's he going to take off? So he says, well, you know what? Baruch Hashem, we found a poor kluski. Boy, am I in luck. I better use this kluski for any other kluskis that I'll be getting. So, what's his problem? Amalei let anatzichim chashashim liyefidai. Rabbi Nechemia is only a das yoki. You don't have to worry about that. That even if it's tamei, you'll be allowed to take off from it tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just worry about today. So you see. No, from today to tomorrow. So therefore, you see that einachinami. According to Nechemia, if you get a tummy whiskey tomorrow, you're not going to be able to take off even from itself. Because you can't take off from its tummy, he's saying. Wow. The emet amru. Now this is the emet. What does the emet mean? So, I'm sorry, let's get these. Maybe you could say that the reason that Rabbi Zeira wanted over here to make sure that he takes it off is because,
we're
trying to say maybe there was another reason. Maybe the point was is that the chash that he had was that he won't be able to be metakin at all, in other words, to say. Right, we're just talking out what we already said. I just skipped the piece. So he wouldn't be able to take up to him at all. What is the emet? As I mentioned yesterday when we did the Mishnah, that doesn't necessarily mean mamish halachal mashmitin. Now the next case we had was an eagle devela shenitma miksaso. Isn't that weird? I mean, if it's nitma miksaso in kulotamit, I mean, it's all stuck together. I mean, it was stuck together with moisture. The moisture is in between it. Isn't it all tamit? Does anyone know? The mechubar b'mei peirot imat mita. We're talking about over here that what sticks it together is the actual fruit juice itself when you're squeezing the fig. So there, it's not going to be mekabel too. Ve'ein soto lechalek v'la soto pshinayit. I don't understand. I mean, the whole point of having an eagle devela is that it's meant to be peeled in pieces and sold as people go in by weight. So it says you can take the tahar on the tummy. Everybody agrees in such a case, right? Because since they're all stuck together, we look at it basically as, what are we supposed to do over here? Not what? You should take the shalom minamukaf. I mean, there's no question of minamukaf. So now we're asking, why not? Why can't you make it into two? Right? I mean, that's what it's meant. But if you do that, then we have to be choshesh again, the same way we'd be choshesh for anything else. So just because it happens to be together, I mean, it's meant to be taken apart, so who cares? It's talking about over here when it says tarmin from the Torah part and so on, it means that you can say that it should be truma b'sha'a, that it is still all an igul achad. It doesn't mean somebody who has figs from an eagle is allowed to take off even though he's taking off the Torah. Somebody has to show him. Once it's separated, it's like anything else. But while it's not separated, what it's saying. B'chein agudasho yerek, and they're talking about also, shnitmeit v'oda agudah. I mean, if you separated the agudah, and now you have separate kilachim, shnitmeit kilachim, if you started off with kilachim, now you go ahead, and you put together the tamei with the tar, right, and you want to say, well, now I have an agudah, so let me take off the tar of tamei. No, excuse me, sir, lobedah, that's not what we're talking about. Great, but here too, an agudah, I mean, isn't an agudah going to be untied and used separately? See, here too, it has to talk about the pater, shekarah l'ashem, v'mechubar.
Not
that you disconnect it and then say, well, if it's connected, why can't I take off from the throne on something? Right. Agad, something that's tied together, shenitma. And now, before it was tied together, it was now in a matzah when I wasn't able to take off one from the other. I now tied it together and I got my heter because it became tummy afterwards. And now I go ahead and I untie it and now I'm not allowed to, right? What about if I go back again and I tie it together? Now what would be the din over there if I'll go again? Because now you can't say that, oh, but you can't arbitrarily tie together something that's funny. Wait, but what do you mean arbitrarily? It was connected originally. Now that it got loose. So I say, now it's loose. I can't take off the throw on the tummy. Fine, I'll retie it. We'll put it back the way it was before. What's the din in such a case? The litnei igul, the low litnei agudah. That's the Gemara. This is something we don't have an answer to. But why don't we have in the Mishnah just the case of the eagle, the vela, and then we don't have to say the case of the agudah, and the case of the arima, and so on? What's the additional point? On this the agudah, on this the arima? Because he was an eagle, the lotanin, an agudah, I would have said, okay, An eagle shikolo guf echad. There you can be terrain because it's literally stuck together. Mashenkin and aguda, which is not kulo guf echad, they know terrain. Therefore, avitzuchim is me aguda. But if we would have said an aguda, and we wouldn't have said the last case of the mission of the harema, I would have said, okay, at least the aguda is tied together. It's kulo tzvusah. So there you can be terrain in atomer halatame. But harema, she ain't kulo tzvusah. Over there, it's not even held together by it. It is a pile of grain. So maybe over there I know it's a rain. Abiturcha mitzvah yigul, abiturcha mitzvah, aguda, abiturcha mitzvah, alema. So therefore I mean, the lozu abzu is actually not only this case, even this case is the way that we're having our mission of coming out now. No, no, we don't mean to relate, this to the previous thing. We left that hanging, as usual. Now, are you shnei igulim? What about if you have now two igulim or two agudot or two arimot? And now we're coming already to say that you can be tamei and atamei on the same thing, right? So is it exactly the same if you have now two? Right. What would be we let's take a look in the Mishnah for a moment. So what the Mishnah mentions here is the case of Hayushnei Agulim, Hayushnei Agudot, Hayushnei Arimot, where Akasor Akasameot Lo Yitro Mizalzeh. Is that case, we've explained why we need the first three cases, is that case exactly adding anything? I mean, is that not exactly the case of the Reisha, where we have separate things? That's what you have over here. Who cares if each one is an eagle, if each one is an Arimot? You have two separate things over here. Why would I have thought that in that case suddenly it would become mutter? So tzurcha mitzvah, that case too? Of shnei agulim? Why exactly? Gemat tzurcha, what is that for? Because the ahi, gemar, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yana, this of the year, I could say, in the case where you have the separate fruits, tamei and tar, where it says you're not allowed to take off from one on the other. That could be like the Svara that Rabbi Yochanan was quoting with Yanai, and he said, where do we learn this out from? So we spoke about before, the nechshav lachem tumatchem, kidagan min agorim, u, we also said, min hayekev, and we darshan, remember that was our first brush, what's the connection? To the yayin and the yekev and the dog and the yekev. That just like a yekev is a liquid and there's no possible way for it to be partially tamei and partially tar, so too when you're taking off dargan, minagorem for truma gedola, it can't be partially tamei and partially tar. That was his drasha, right? So over there, I would say, in two igulim, which should be exactly the same case, and what would be the point, therefore, of saying it? The case of the shtei aremot is needed so that you should understand that on arema, if it's one arema, you are allowed to be terminator alatame, even if it was pumpkin. And don't think we're only talking about things that are normally would pile together and so on. Talking about even big things that can be taken out. And that too is considered to be the equivalent of tvua. So therefore comes along the safer to say, when do we say that you cannot be tarim from one on the other? That's only if they're in two separate aremot. But if it was in one aremot, you would always be allowed to take off from one or the other, even if they're pumpkins and they're easily separable. Now how about hayu shnei egulim? Echad miktatot amei v'echad miktatot ahar. You have two igulim in which you have partially tamei and one is partially tamei. So in other words, each one boils down to being mixed. So now I should be able to say, well, it's the same thing. If I was going to take off from either one of these on itself, I would be allowed to take off from tamei on tamei. Okay, what's the difference if I take it off on itself, or if I take it off already on itself and the other one too? It's the full equivalent of it. Or do we say, no, we're only matir taking off from the Torah Tameh when the MS, you're going ahead now and you're dealing with a separate thing, right? One thing, one entity. Well, why are you dealing with two entities? Logically, it shouldn't make any difference. Exactly. That's my question. So Maoshi, you throw Zelda. What about in that case? Can you be towing from one on the other one? Well, Yeva Kahara, we can find this to be the same as another question that was also we asked in the Beis HaMedrash, which was, as we'll see later on, we're going to get to this, but how you look fun of Shnei Kirayim. We have over here a guy who had now two separate Kirayim. So let's say he started off with 100 saw of teva. He takes out now one saw, which is only 1/100. His das was to take off the other 100 on the rest of it. So now it turns out, if that's the case, he never really was mitakein the entire saw, because his das was not to be mitakein. You're right, if he would have taken off less than required amount, it's potes sakri. He didn't have in mind to take off the rest now, but he never mind to take off this for the whole thing. So he ends up with a kri that is partially tevel and it's partially mitukan, right? So now, what does he do? He has to take now truma on it by taking out from another kri, a saw, to take truma out, which is definitely not mitukan of this kri, right? Okay. So what we said over there was, he can even take out from this tree, and we're not koshesh that he's going to take something which was mitukan and being mafish from Aptur al-Akiyev and so on. Because because since the derech normally is that when you take off truma, you keep taking off. Take off the first piece, let me find another piece, and so on. So it's as if you made it tonight originally, and you said that whatever comes out afterwards is the part that I didn't have in mind to be taking truma on. Fine. So then that you can do. But what you cannot do is take from this kri to be mafresh on another kri, because then you have to be koshesh that you're taking from the mitukan shebo al shein mitukan b'chaveiro. So interestingly enough, it's paradoxically the opposite. You can take from itself, but you can't take from it on something else. Right. So now, what we want to know is, this is now where we fit in. So now we're coming in the middle of this case. How you lefun of shnei kriyim? So our question over there was: suppose you have two separate piles. Echad ifrish mimenu miktat shumot ma'atrot. Echad ifrish mimenu miktat shumot ma'atrot. Brilliant. So it seems to be the same exact case as this. You could be taking out from each one on itself. And we want to know, since anyway you really could have been taking out from each one on itself, what's the difference of somebody to take out on itself for the other one? That this is our question that we have over here. You could be taking out from each one on itself. But we are, this is brilliant, but we are taking out from one or the other. So this is the same type of question that we had in the Beis HaMedrash about that case. Could you be tarim mizeh al zeh? That's our issue. Okay, so we're saying over here. Tal midoy de Rabbi Chia Rabba, Shalom Rabbi Chia Rabba. So they asked Rabbi Chia Rabba, and he answered them, and he told them a very strange answer. He said, Aksil choveket yadav, mochel epizaro, the fool. He puts his hands together, he has nothing to do, and he ends up eating his own flesh. So he held that the din was that you're not allowed to take even from itself on itself. That was the shita. Another shita. Right, because we are afraid that you're going to take from the part that was mitukan and use it on something. So therefore, he's calling a guy who does such a thing the ksil, meaning this guy who was too lazy to be mafish truma properly. So what does he do? He sits there with his hands folded, because now he's screwed up himself. He's got nothing to eat but his own flesh. So I mean, what kind of crazy guy did you ask me such a question to get into such a thing? It's mutt. We're the laws of Hashem, Rabbi Rabba. explain it, because in Tarminu Ma'atri is out there. That I know of. Sometimes it uses right. So he quotes him as saying that even if you could take out the truma from itself, but you cannot take out on the other one, and because it's the same as the Mishnah says, "V'lo alma komacher." So if that's the case, now getting back to our issue. So Shnei Igulim, where you have Tamei Vatar mixed together, you also should not be able to take from one on the other, since you can't, even though you can take each one. And the answer to your question, therefore, should be that Lo Yitron Mizeh Alzeh. Well, how about Hareshevi Minim Harbei Bekuta? If you have a lot of different species in one basket, right? And you have a Kruv Melamalan, the Kruv Melamatan, the Dover Acher Be'ent. You have something in between the kruv on top and the kruv on the bottom. So our question is this is now Torah Shalom and Amukat, even though it's still in the thing, because it cannot be close to the other thing, right? So the din over there is Ein Tarmin V'lo Ma'atri Mizeh Alzeh, apparently because it's considered to be Shalom and Amukat, right? So how did the Tema, the She'en Sham Chalal, this is talking about where there's no empty space in the middle, there's actually something else in between them that covers over the entire area, and there's no place,
no connecting point of the two.
Not even connected, there's no empty space. I wish I could say that. Filled up the whole way, let's say it's a small item, wheat or something in between. There's something big enough to separate the two. I mean, it should be small enough to fill the area, but there's no empty space in between. If you do have a place that is empty, so then there's no hapsik between them. And then, Tomimu Ma'asrim, Zebizeb. Well, there's a little bit of airspace, because as long as they can see it, that's considered to be Minamukab. It doesn't have to actually be touching it. When we talk about a Beit Hagitot, the truth is, any wine that is in the Beit Hagitot, which is the place where you will be processing it, any grapes that are in that place are considered to be minamukaf, even if they're not mamish right next to it, because the Beit Hagitot, called Beit Hagitot, is ahasi, called Beit Hagranot is ahasi. That's all considered to be, because there's nothing in between of a different thing that is mastic. Tony Omer Yehuda, Verusha Tehei Tofeset Hagoran Be'emza. This is only if you have over here one large silo in which everything is going to be brought, and you have a couple things that are scattered around the edges that are going to be meant to be in there or put in there, then it's considered to be like one whole pile.
Everything's
eventually going
to have to
do that. Or the big stuff would be put in the garden. See, there even if I've seen scattered things around it, it's been a mukha. It's buff, for example. But so there we say it's tofeset hagorn. It's like the garden in the middle is tofeset, all of the little bits between them. Ah, hagorn on the chitin. I understand the goren is a goren of chitin. So if there's chitin there, then the chitin, yes. But what about the other things that you never would have intended to be putting into a goren? I mean, would it be apilu kash, apilu tevin? How about if in the middle you have animal feed? You know, you've got a hay garden on the silo of hay. Would that include also the grains, that the grains would be buffered through it, where you would not really want to mix them with your animal feed, obviously? So would it consider it all to be one because of that? But the Chagai boy Kamerud Yosef. Chagai had a different question. Suppose how Yosef answer. Let's assume for a moment that all of the grain in the goren that you had in between is tummy. The grain on the outside, on the other hand, is tar. Can you consider it to be bottled, that the tar would be bottled to the tummy? But we say, since you would be mocked, on the contrary, you want to keep it separately, then you should, there's no way that it should be bottled to it. Or Marlene, well, behind you, no sheikh. The case we have by Chala, which is the case we have by Chala, it was called no sheikh. When it comes to Chala, And we say over there also, Kalos HaTrumah. Kalos is the same as Trumah Gedolah, and it has to be Menamukah. So we said over there that as long as it can be Moshechet, Moshechet means it could have pulled. If we pulled, it would have bitten a little piece on the other one. It's still a little bit sticky. That's considered to be Menamukah. Now you're going to tell me that something that's tummy is Shaykh to be Moshechet, that which is Tahar, it'll be Metameh. So clearly it should not be considered one thing, because we should learn this out of Kalah too. Chavraya bon kamei rabiyot. And how about haita ma'fa be'emta? Suppose you put now a tablecloth and a sheet between the goren and these other things. So is that considered to be menamukah? Or do we say that that's considered to be a half figure? Yeah, you're indicating you don't want it to be, you want to keep this separate. So how about then? For Malon, huh? We can learn that out also. Hainu, Chamisha Sakin, that's exactly the case that we had of Chamisha Sakin Begorin. The funny, Chamisha Sakin Begorin, if you have five separate bags in one Gorin, Tormim, it should say, Umaasrim, because of the perception of saying, Tormim, Umaasrim, he tells it, even though one, each one is included in its own sakit, it's considered to be Minamukha. Why? Because since the Beit HaGranot is so overwhelming, it's not considered to be a heftik between one and the other, and it's buckled to it. In which case, you put a matah between the garden, it should also not consider to be a half-stick, and it should be perfectly okay. Okay, yeah, I certainly do. Yes. Okay, good Shabbos, everyone.